Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, we've been talking about this for some time. The VA is urging eligible veterans to apply for the PACT Act health care benefits before the window closes on August 10th. So you got to get to it 1 year after being signed into law. And last summer, as you guys know, the PACT Act was signed, authorizing one of the largest expansions of VA health care and benefits in U.S. history. The law expands and extends eligibility for VA health care and benefits for certain veterans exposed to burn pits, Agent Orange, and other toxic substances, and then also provides generations of veterans and their survivors with the care and benefits they earned and deserve. We're going to find out more about this. Our buddy Terrence Hayes, VA press secretary and Army veteran of 20 years, is on with us. Terrence, how are you, man?
Randy, it's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Great to talk to you. And, you know, you guys have just, I just read another press release about Camp Lejeune, which there's some news coming out about that as well this week. So the VA has been very active in trying to get these benefits for all veterans. So first of all, I just want to commend you guys on that.
Yeah, Randy, you know, it's our job. We got to get these benefits and this health care to the veterans who have served our country so well and our survivors. So, you know, we're not going to stop until we get this done. And again, that's our goal, and that's what we should do for our nation's veterans.
Well, and just to kind of set the table for this, Terrence, for people that don't know, what exactly is the PACT Act?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of introduced it earlier, but it's perhaps the largest health care and benefits expansion in VA history. It potentially impacts more than 3.5 million men and women who serve this country and survivors. So far, we've received over 500,000 claims.
Wow.
And we've awarded over $1 billion in benefits to veterans and survivors.
In less than a year.
In less than a year. And while that seems like a lot of money and a lot of claims, to us, that's a small number when you're talking potential 3.5 million veterans impacted. So we're doing a full court press to encourage as many veterans as possible and survivors to file for the benefits to date. You talked about the timeline there. Veterans can file for benefits even a year after this deadline, 10 years later, 20 years later. But the critical part about the deadline of August 9th of this year is that any veteran or survivor who files for their benefits by that timeline, they're able to get their benefits backdated to when President Biden signed the bill into law August 10th of last year. So again, it's vital that we get these benefits in their hands because there's a potential that they can get so much more if they file now.
That's so cool. We're talking to Terrence Hayes, VA press secretary here on the National Defense. And Terrence, you know, this is also so important because we talk to families all the time that, you know, their veteran and their family has been trying to apply for benefits for years and years and years before the PACT Act was signed. And they had to go through so much rigmarole to prove that's where they got their injury. That's where they were exposed. And the VA has seemingly made this process a lot simpler with this, right?
Randy, if folks go to va.gov/PACT, there's 23 new presumptive conditions there. And if a veteran has any of those 23 conditions, the burden of proof is no longer on the veteran.
All right.
We automatically assume that that condition is because of your service. If you have hypertension, stop what you're doing, give us a call, sign up today. If you have asthma, stop what you're doing, give us a call today. If you have any of those rare cancers, let us take care of you. We've made the process simpler as it should have been in the beginning. So at the end of the day, this is about taking care of veterans, taking care of survivors, and we want to do that as swiftly as possible.
Yeah, and let me just point that out again. VA.gov, 23 conditions that you could apply for if you fall under one of those categories, which is so important. Because as you know, Terrence, I mean, hey, you're in the service for 20 years. I mean, a lot of these folks coming back, especially Vietnam vets, died before they could ever get those benefits. And so that's why it's so important right now. And also, I love it that you guys are out there telling folks about this, because You know, in a lot of cases with not just the VA, but other agencies, yeah, there's some great legislation enacted and there are great programs, but it's hard to reach those veterans that need it, right? But you guys are out there doing this, which is fantastic.
Randy, this isn't the VA of old. And I take this very personal as an individual who's served. I want to contact as many of my battle buddies as possible and their survivors, their loved ones, to ensure that they get what they have earned because they have served this country so well. So again, we're encouraging and I'm begging veterans and survivors to take advantage of this law right now so we can get these benefits in your hand. Too many people, as you stated earlier, unfortunately have passed because of this, and we don't want anybody else to pass because of this. It's time we get these benefits in their hands, and that's what VA is trying to do right now.
Fantastic. We're talking to Terrence Hayes, VA Press Secretary here on the National Defense. Hey, Terrence, what is this special health care enrollment period for post-9/11 combat vets? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, post-9/11 veterans like myself who may have missed the opportunity when they departed, they had a five-year opportunity to sign up for VA health care. And if you miss that opportunity, guess what? We've opened that window up now. It's available to you till October of the 1st. If you sign up today, you're able to then enroll into our VA healthcare system and get treated. So again, any individual out there who wants VA healthcare, this is your opportunity, post-9/11 veterans, your opportunity to sign up right now to get enrolled so we can get you taken care of and you can get assigned to a doc.
You know, Terrence, I mean, we monitor the VA on a weekly basis here and what you guys are doing. And it just seems to me, and a lot of credit has to go to your department too, in terms of, I don't know if it's not weekly, but it's maybe every other week, at least monthly, you guys have these press conferences to address these different issues of the VA. This, and like you say, this is not like the old VA. This is a very open process, and you're getting that information out there. So credit to you.
Well, thanks, Randy. Credit goes to our veterans for holding us accountable. You know, this is what we are supposed to do. This is supposed to be the standard. Credit goes to our president. President Biden, credit goes to my boss, Secretary McDonough, for ensuring that we are a transparent and accountable organization to veterans. That's what we should have been already doing, and that's what we're going to do moving forward. So thank you for the kudos there, Randy. I'm just one cog in the wheel.
Great stuff. All right, Terrence, where's, again, va.gov is the first step of where families should go?
Yeah, visit va.gov/PACT, P-A-C-T. And they can also call us at 1-800-698-2411. Again, that's 1-800-698-2411. We have people standing by readily available to assist you with the claims process or to provide you information on how PACT Act may potentially impact you.
Hey, and you know, this next coming week, obviously, Memorial Day coming up, and it's always a reflective week for so many people. Where do you plan to be on Memorial Day, Terrence?
Yeah, I plan on my family and I plan on visiting one of the local national cemeteries in our area to just pay our respect to those men and women who, you know, gave the ultimate sacrifice or, you know, served our country so well. And I think that we have to really be mindful of those men and women who have done so much for this country. And while, you know, I know it's going to be a day off for many folks across the country and folks will be taking part in parties and barbecues and all those great celebrations, I'm just asking and encouraging folks to take that moment to, you know, remember those loved ones, those individuals who really put our country in this position so we can really take advantage of these freedoms. But that's what I'll be doing that weekend coming up. And I know the secretary will be doing many of those events as well.
Well said. Terrence, thank you for the time, man. Thanks for what the VA is doing. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you again, Randy. Take care, my brother.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.